just days before new COVID-19 restrictions forced the closure of museums across Denmark, art enthusiasts in the city of Aalborg take a peek at pieces questioning how happy we are with our jobs and why there never seem to be enough hours in the day. The exhibit is called Work It Out, and museum director Lasse Andersen tells us one particular piece has created quite a stir.
When you work with artists, they challenge the way we perceive the world, and you can never know what you get.
The Kunsten Museum of Modern Art certainly had no idea what they'd be in for when they loaned Danish artist Jens Hanning more than half a million krona, approximately $84,000. The cash was supposed to be placed inside these frames, an attempt to recreate an earlier work by Hanning and to illustrate income gaps affecting Danes. But when the canvases were delivered, they were blank. Hanning had decided on his own to create a new work, one he called Take the Money and Run.
My staff was really worried, saying, oh my God, we don't have the art piece we wanted, and where's all the money?
The museum is displaying the piece, but they're also threatening legal action if the money isn't eventually returned.
The controversy has both driven up attendance and sparked a debate in Denmark about the true value of an artist's work, which means the Kunsten Museum now finds itself in a unique position, exhibiting a piece that some have called art and others have labeled theft.
When we meet Hanning in his studio in another town, he explains how inspiration struck.
You do something about an average Danish income, eh? Why don't you do something about your own situation? Eh? So then I thought, no, I'm going to do a fantastic piece for the show.
Hanning says creating what the museum requested would have cost too much out of his own pocket. He considers the new piece a commentary on low wages and believes that makes it even more appropriate for the art show. I ask if he plans to return the money.
No, strictly that's not going to happen.
Back at the museum, we heard what visitors think.
Brilliant. If someone gave you a lot of money and asked you to put them on a painting, wouldn't you be tempted?
It doesn't seem like an art to me if it's totally blank.
An argument that won't be settled anytime soon, as viewers continue to ponder how one piece can seemingly be as conceptual as it is literal. Mohammed Jamjum, Al Jazeera, Aalborg, Denmark.
Let's bring in James Rushing Daniel, who's an associate teaching professor at the University of Washington. He joins us now live from Philadelphia. Good to have you with us. It's a great publicity stunt. Everybody's talking about it, but is it art?
I think it is art, and I think it's a wonderfully provocative piece. That's a very important piece in the contemporary art scene. I think that what Hanning is doing is he's calling attention to the underpayment of artists, and I think even more provocatively, he's demonstrating the hypocrisy of certain kinds of art institutions within the art world, like art fairs and museums, that can be critics of capitalism on the one hand and yet underpay artists on the other.
So you approve of this? Is that what you think it is saying to us, this blank canvas?
I do. I do think it. Hanning is a provocateur with a political message, and I think it is precisely saying just that.
Is it any different to we're seeing what are they non-fungible tokens, NFTs, that people are selling now, which are digital pieces of art which don't physically exist? Is this a similar sort of thing?
I think it's certainly related. With non-fungible tokens, unfortunately, what you're seeing is not exactly a critique of the art world, but really evidence of the art world's hyper-capitalism. We are moving increasingly to digital art, and it's unfortunately a wonderful way for the rich to find a way to place their money.
Banksy had this artwork that was valued at over $1 million and then self-shredded when it was sold at auction. I mean, what does all this say about where art stands today?
Well, unfortunately, what I think it indicates is that while there can be criticism of capitalism and of the art world's capitalist entanglements from within art, that potential, the potential of that critique, is quite frequently captured and commodified. With Banksy's piece, it gained enormously in value, over 20 million U.S. dollars gain in value when it's self-shredded. So the value of that critique pales in comparison to the fact that this is an enormously profitable venture.
Very briefly, art's going to get very boring, though, isn't it? If it's going to self-shred, if it's only available digitally, and if we're going to look at blank canvases like this.
Absolutely. In fact, many NFT artists claim that their work is not good. The artist Beeple, who got $69 million for an NFT, claims that his art isn't good, and that is certainly a disappointing thing to hear.
Really good to talk to you. James Rushing Daniel there in Philadelphia. Many thanks indeed.